You're listening to The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Luxury Lifestyle Design Radio, Episode 126, Life Story Curating with Kathy Lawless.
Aloha, and welcome to The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Productively live and work from anywhere in the world. Now, here's your host, Erica Duran.
Aloha e komo mai. Welcome to the Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Luxury Lifestyle Design Radio, Episode 126, Life Story Curating with Kathy Lawless. Now, Kathy and I have been working together for almost 2 years now, I guess a year and a half, and she's not only started a business from scratch, but an entire new industry. We researched, and there's really no one else out there doing what she's doing. Kathy Lawless is the creative coach for those individuals who want to honor the lives of someone important to them in a unique and creative way that tells their story. She believes that one of the greatest gifts you can give someone is to recognize the impact they have had on your life as a parent, friend, or family member, or the difference they have made in the world through their work, actions, or just being here on this earth. She is known for her professional corporate life, 25 years in executive leadership roles, and her personal life as being a wife, daughter, sister, and friend, for finding just the right way to celebrate and recognize the achievements and contributions of others. She has created, presented, and/or emceed dozens of slideshow recognition programs, client conferences, employee town halls, retirements, toasts, and roasts. Her specialty now is curating life stories, and you can learn more at lifestorycurator.com. Before we meet Kathy, I want to remind you that our free Facebook group is closing, but I wanted to invite you to either the free entry level of my Club Alihi group coaching and mastermind, free entry level, or the VIP level. I've added a free level so that I only had to focus on one group, and I really pour a lot of energy into the group now. There's a lot of interaction in there, a lot of support, a lot of coaching, a lot of help. I wanted a smaller group that was a lot more connected and supportive and people who really wanted to be there. And it's really been working out well, so I'm glad I did that. It took me 2 weeks to make that decision. Now, this doesn't mean that you should go out and close your Facebook group. I'm getting that question a lot, and I don't know if you should close your Facebook group or not. I would need to know a whole lot more about you and your business and your funnel and your strategy and all that stuff. Most of my business for an entire year came from my Facebook group and other people's Facebook groups, so maybe you don't want to close yours so quickly. For me, it was time to combine the two groups. For more information on the free versus VIP level, go to ericaduran.co/126. That's for this episode's show notes. But if you want a direct link to the chart that shows you the difference between free and VIP, go to clubalihi.ericaduran/register. And again, all the links and resources that myself or Kathy will mention today are at ericaduran.co/126 as well. Now, let's meet Kathy Lawless after a word from our sponsors. Oh my God. Oh, wait. There's one more thing. Towards the end of the episode, Kathy's housekeeper showed up and you can hear a little vacuuming going on. And we didn't edit it out because I'm going to show you Kathy's walking her talk. She's delegating as an entrepreneur and she's rolling with the punches, getting interviewed in the middle of vacuuming, and she's thinking on her feet. So the show must go on, right? That is what going pro is all about. Hilton Waikoloa Village, a resort like no other, nestled among swaying palms and overlooking the glistening blue Pacific Ocean, lies the award-winning Hilton Waikoloa Village on Hawaii's Big Island. This 62-acre oceanfront paradise blends contemporary facilities with graceful Hawaiian culture and is a romantic destination within itself. Three towers occupy a protected oasis woven around tropical gardens, where 1,240 rooms abound with the subtle elegance of Hawaiian splendor. This amazing property boasts two championship golf courses and a seaside putting course, eight world-class tennis courts, the luxurious Kohala Spa, 14 international cuisine restaurants, lounges, and bars, world-class shopping, and a museum walkway lined with more than 1,800 authentic treasures. The Hilton Waikoloa Village Resort is also the Big Island home to the friendly and playful dolphins of Dolphin Quest. For more information or to book your stay, visit HiltonWaikoloaVillage.com or call 1-800-HILTONS. And be sure to mention that you heard about this beautiful resort on The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Mahalo. Want to design your own freedom-based luxury lifestyle? To get started, you can apply for my complimentary Aloha Strategy Session. Aloha, I'm Erica Duran, a freedom-based luxury lifestyle designer and high-level business coach and mentor. This complimentary Aloha Strategy Session is right for you if you're tired of piecing together all that free stuff online and you're ready to implement your own systems and unique way of living and working. You desire to work productively from anywhere in the world and achieve that laptop lifestyle, but you don't want to spend all your time chained to your desk. And you are so done being baffled by technology. You want to earn at least $5,000 to $20,000 per month consistently in your consulting, coaching, training, or other entrepreneurial venture. You see other people charging premium prices for their programs and services, and you just can't seem to crack that code. You desire a high-level coach to peel back the curtain and share all her secrets. Does any of this sound like you? If so, I'd love to invite you to take advantage of this limited-time offer today and apply for your complimentary Aloha Strategy Session with me by going to ericaduran.co/aloha. A lifestyle of freedom and luxury is waiting for you, so let's not waste any time. Never settle. Mahalo. Want to partner with me? Would you like to get your business showcased in front of thousands of productive-minded lifestyle entrepreneurs and travelers? Why not become a sponsor of The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio? Go to ericaduran.co/sponsor to see if this partnership is right for you. Mahalo. Aloha, escape artists. Today I have Kathy Lawless on the line. Hopefully she's here. We have trouble with Skype, but are you there, Kathy?
I'm here.
Great, great. Well, I read your bio in the intro, but we just want to hear in your own words a little about you and how you went from your old career to this new freedom-based business and lifestyle you are living.
Yes, it was quite the journey. I originally started in corporate. I was in corporate for 20 years and then did some consulting in corporate. Various leadership and executive roles. And I was in between some consulting gigs and really thinking about, what do I want to do? What could I do that I really love? And I've had a hobby of creating family photo books and such, and really have a knack for it. And it was also an extension of what I had been doing in my corporate lives in terms of telling the stories and celebrating the big projects that I worked on and I led over the years. So, you know, I was toying with the idea of, how do I make this into a business? How do I take this hobby into a business? And I didn't really know how to do that. I talked to a few people here and there and they're like, well, yeah, I get that as a hobby, but you probably couldn't make any money doing that. And I was in a state of transition. And then I read a book called You Are a Badass. How to Stop Doubting Your Greatness and Live an Awesome Life. And there was a really pivotal thing that happened for me at that point is I realized I'm going to do this, not, oh, I'd like to, I'd kind of like to do this. It's like, no, I'm going to do this. And then probably within, you know, a week or maybe even less, your name came across my you know, across my radar from my brother-in-law about, you know, creating that freedom and luxurious lifestyle and how to launch a business. And after, you know, having a reading who you were and then doing an Aloha session with you, I knew right away that I needed help turning this hobby, this idea into an actual business. And then the rest is kind of history. You know, once I started working with you, within 90 days, I had a business up and running. And then all of a sudden, I'm marketing and selling and telling people, I'm a life story curator. It's no longer I'm thinking about starting my own business. It's now all of a sudden I'm doing it. So
yeah, you're a whole brand now.
Yeah. I went from idea to brand in about 90 days, which was faster probably than I was even ready for, but I needed to be ready and moving at that pace.
That's interesting. I didn't know it all kind of the pivotal moment was that book. That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. In that book, one of the funny things that really jumped out to me is she said, you know, look at the language that you're, you know, just look at your own language. And my language was, I, you know, I was testing it with people. You know, what do you think? Is this, you know, I'm thinking about, and I'd show them some of my books and some of my work. And then I realized that wasn't very powerful. Mm-hmm. And then I was going at the whims of people saying, well, you know, if you don't want to make money or, you know, anyway, it was just, once I decided I was doing it, then everything lined up and then I felt very powerful and then in action. And then knowing what to do, though, by working with you was really just so empowering as well. Because then I felt I had confidence on how I could go from an idea into a reality.
Right. And it does all start with that one decision, just making a decision. And it's scary, but that's the one pivotal moment, because then you know what to do next. Oh, I am going to do this. So therefore I need to seek out someone to help me do this. And then you just start you on the action path, instead of the thinking about it path. And again, yes, languaging is so important. I catch my clients all the time with their languaging, because you're programming your brain. If you're speaking in a way that's not powerful, or that you're pushing off responsibility on other people and all that kind of stuff. So thank you for sharing that story. It's been amazing working with you over the past few years, and just to watch the whole thing unfold from a hobby to a full-fledged brand is pretty amazing. Can you tell us a little bit more about your actual business, like your services and your packages, and maybe some examples of the types of projects you work on? Because it's a visual business, so it's a little hard to talk about on the radio, but I think people will get it if you tell them a little bit more.
Yeah, good point. It is a very visual business. And so I like to explain myself that I'm a storyteller at heart, and I've been a storyteller in throughout my career, like I said, with these projects and such. But really what I offer to people is that I help them capture and celebrate the stories of their loved ones. And so if you have someone who, you know, like a parent or a grandparent, maybe with an 80th or 90th birthday coming up, you know, what better way to honor them and celebrate that milestone birthday than to, you know, capture their whole life and really honor how they, who their ancestors were, how they grew up, what were the pivotal decisions that they made within their lives, you know, why they moved where they did, how they worked and came in the career that they did, et cetera. So it's a very meaningful work that I'm doing in terms of, you know, capturing these life stories. And then from life stories, I've also done career stories or career legacies. I recently worked with someone who's a good friend, but then also a client who had 35 years at her organization. And, you know, she had over the years been collecting all of these artifacts and pictures and memos and badges and just been putting them in a bag. So, you know, she had this bag of stuff from her career, and she had just moved homes and was like, what am I going to do with this bag of career stuff? And then as we were chatting, she's like, oh, now I know what I need. I want this career legacy book. And so we talked through the bag of stuff. She walked me through it, and I scanned it and then organized it. It wasn't in any kind of order. And so I organized it into a timeline that told the story of her career. And she happens to work at Coors, her career at Coors. And then at the bottom of the page of throughout this photo book was a timeline of their years. So we had a timeline of what was going on with Coors, what markets they were in, what was their history and their growth over the years for this 35 years. And then at the top of the page, if you can visualize, were her artifacts, the pictures of her teams, the pictures of the project memos and articles that she was that she had written or been written about, her badges. Then we sprinkled in what was also really important to her during that lifestyle or that her career was her personal life and that the kids and her life. So it was kind of this mix of career and personal legacy over this 35-year period. And then we actually wrapped up the book with her honoring the mentors of her career and her life. So it was a really great example of how to take, you know, again, a bag of stuff that was very meaningful to her, but it really wasn't organized in any way and telling the story of her career so that now she can, you know, page through it herself. But then she also has it in her office and her colleagues have looked at it and some of them are in it. Her bosses are in, you know, it's been kind of funny. She says, as people look at it and ask her questions about what she did and how it came about.
Yeah, that is an amazing example of your work. And for the listeners, there is a video on Kathy's website, lifestorycurator.com, that you can, it's on the Work With Me tab, and you can see just the detail. I mean, this isn't just a photo album. This is a lot of storytelling, a lot of detail, a lot of capturing moments and thoughts and journaling and all kinds of things. So, it's a very up-leveled photo book, I would say.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that too, that it's, some people have asked me, oh, well, this is like scrapbooking, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, we're not creative memories here.
Yeah. And it's more than that because it's really telling a story. When I think of scrapbooking, there is a very, creative element to that. Many times scrapbooking will cover, an event or a year. I'm really capturing more the stories of someone's whole life or a career legacy, a story of a family, an organization. Another project that I recently completed was an organizational legacy for a nonprofit organization that was celebrating their 20 years of making a difference in the community. Mm-hmm. And they had decided to close their doors. And they celebrated with a party and all that. But then they're like, you know what? How do we really capture that legacy? And so I worked with the various leaders, and we put together this legacy book, which has a whole host of the artifacts over the 20 plus years. It has all these pictures, and it has also the stories and the fun memories and the culture. You know, captured the organizational networking that was created in the community. So it was pretty in depth. And as we were launching this book out into the community for those people who were part of that community, I can't tell you how many people were just so grateful to see that someone took the time and invested in a project like that, that it didn't just fade into the background. Mm-hmm. You know, then people would say, you know, I was part of that. I was part of that organization. I went into these events. I met all these people, you know, but there is nothing to show for it. And now those same people have this coffee table book that they can have in their office or in their home to flip through and go, oh, remember when we had that first event and how nervous we were that when people would come. And yet then all of a sudden, you know, the people started pouring down the escalator. You know, we captured the story of that. You know, we stood there nervously and then they came, and 800 of them, by the way, you know.
Wow. Yeah, that's an amazing book too. And that's in your gallery, right? On your gallery page. So they can see a sample of that. And I think, let's be real. It's a little bit morbid, but we really want to let the listeners know that we want to capture our loved one's story before they pass on, so the stories aren't lost forever. So I think that's another big area of your business that I just wanted to share on the air here.
Yeah. And Erica, you're so right. I don't know exactly how to say that. Struggle with the right words. The words I'm kind of landing on now is that I really help people avoid regret. Mm-hmm. Many times there's this, oh, I would have, you know, I have the boxes in my basement, or I love all the stories that my grandmother or grandma, but there just doesn't seem to be time. And, you know, life gets in the way and things can get so busy. There's never going to be that perfect time. So that's my messaging to many people is there's never going to be that perfect time. But I can really, what I can do is I the way I have a process and how I work with you is, you know, you can really offload a lot of what you might think is that overwhelming aspect of taking those boxes in your basement and moving them to the coffee table. That's what I do. That's mm-hmm. what I do. So, I can help you avoid that regret by saying, let's tackle those boxes now while maybe your parents are alive. The boxes might be those memories of their parents. So let's capture that while your folks are still around and can tell those stories and see the finished product and, you know, celebrate that they were a part of it or they're in it, or maybe the book is actually about them.
I love your other line. It's along the same lines, but it's a little bit more punchy. And that is, so your kid's off to college. Don't you think it's time to do the baby book? Oh. Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah, that is true. Well, yeah, you're an empty nester now, right? So now you've got more time on your hands. So in fact, I just spent the weekend with the client. And that's exactly what we were working on is a graduation book. And she's, you know, it's been 18 years and it's been on the to-do list. So now she's ready to get it done. And she's been really enjoying the whole fact of going through all these memories. Well, you know, a week after her daughter left or she dropped her daughter off at college. So she said it was so powerful and so fun to kind of look back at all these baby pictures. Mm-hmm. And now knowing that it's going to be captured into, you know, this photo book. Which, by the way, one of her questions, too, was a fun, very funny when we got started. She's like, now, is this book really for my daughter or is it for me? And I'm like, well, you know, you tell me. I really think it's both. I don't know that your daughter would really, or an 18-year-old really appreciates the magnitude of seeing their life maybe captured. In fact, they might be very conscious about it, depending on who they are. And of course they would have preferred probably cash or a car, you know, or something else for their graduation.
Right.
But at some point in her life, she will really cherish that. But, you know, the mother and father here are really going to be just blown away to have it all put together and organized in a way to see how their little one grew up. And now, you know, who is your daughter going to be now? What person and where is she? And that's how we're going to wrap up this particular book is, oh, the places you'll go, kind of like the Dr. Seuss thing.
Uh-huh.
Who will you be and what's next for you? So it's a very exciting time. And it's that perfect milestone moment to kind of do it now and then see, well, where does it go from here?
Yeah, she's got a whole other book to make with the rest of her life. Perfect, perfect. Well, thank you for sharing all that, Kathy. Now we're going to go, it's a little bit of a wiki round, a little quicker questions and answers, but you don't have to rush or anything on this next section.
Okay.
So what was the most surprising thing for you when you went from a 9-to-5 job to being an entrepreneur?
Oh, all the crazy mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Went on for me in terms of identity. Now I'm a small business owner, not kind of I thought of myself as an executive.
Mm-hmm.
I never really thought of myself as an entrepreneur, and now I'm an entrepreneur. So how am I? So that was one mindset.
That happens a lot with my clients. There's because they come from corporate a lot of times and they have almost an identity crisis. Sometimes, yeah. But they got to push through that. But yeah, it is something to warn people about hope that it's coming.
It is. And, you know, and then I'd be thinking I'm done with it. I'm not, you know, it's not top of mind. And then I would meet someone, you know, a potential client downtown by their office and the busyness of being downtown and, oh, I got to get back to my office. Then you're kind of in that, oh, I remember those days. I jerked right back into that, that mindset of, oh, maybe I should. And I'm like, no, this is not what I'm doing. The whole reason I'm here. And oh, by the way, I shared that with one of the gals when I was meeting with her. Here she was envying me and the new lifestyle I had. And I was there envying her and the past lifestyle I used to have and her current lifestyle. So it's
wow, yeah. That's interesting. It's always grass is always greener kind of thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, your mind just plays tricks on you at different times. And that's something that, you know what, it did that when I was in corporate too. It's just different tricks. Now it's. But I would say mindset, and then that's one thing I know you have really always helped talk me off the ledge here and there whenever things do get a little crazy for me, or when I get wrapped up on, maybe some things that aren't going the way I want, or that week then when everybody's rescheduling,
right?
You know, looking forward to the, having those conversations, and then now they got moved out, a month or whatever. So.
Yeah. And I think another mindset for a lot of entrepreneurs is, yes, you're an entrepreneur and you're a life story curator, but number one, you're a marketer because you have to keep marketing.
Oh yeah. And then of course there's that. Then I got so busy, I dropped off the gas on the marketing pedal, and, yeah. And then all of a sudden there's a lull. So yep. How do you, and then not judging a, why did I have the lull, and just moving on to all the great possibilities and keeping that positive mindset.
Yeah. So the flip side of that question, what's been the most rewarding thing in diving into entrepreneurship?
Wow. That I created something from scratch and I'm doing something that I love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You just definitely didn't follow any formulas or blueprints. You definitely created everything and it was amazing.
Yeah. And I get so many compliments from people about what meaningful work that I'm doing and how important it is in kind of society. And so I'm always surprised when they're so complimentary. I'm like, wow. Yeah. Cause I'm just doing what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting a lot of compliments about what I've created and how I could boldly kind of step into that.
Wow. And what is the number one thing that you wish you, if it could just be one thing you wish you knew when you started, or you wish someone told you?
Wow, that's a hard one, because I feel like you had so much great advice, and some of it, or I shouldn't even say advice. It was coaching, it was experience, all of that. And I think it was the mindset thing.
Mindset,
Erica.
Yeah. And is that what you would warn people about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though you get warned about it, or you hear about it, and you don't know until it starts to play out in your life. But I will say, having you alongside was what really helped me get through that.
Yeah.
Because then I find out that, either you went through it already, your clients are going through it,
mm-hmm.
you're going through it currently, and you're going through it again. It's just so powerful to know that I'm not just here by myself, even though I'm literally sitting here by myself right now. But
you keep going through it and going through and going through it. What I've seen is that it used to take me out for a week or a month, and now it'll take me out for maybe a couple hours instead of a whole week.
Yeah, and see, knowing that is what, kind of goes, okay. It was harder in the beginning and now it's getting less harder. And, and mindset is a big thing that you talk about in all of your work. So, and you always are one to bring me back to that. Well, what's going on in your energy, Kathy?
Yeah.
What's going on for you, and how is that putting it out into the universe? So,
yeah, it's a weird mix of, mindset and then, how to technically set up your website. It's a weird mix that we do together.
Yes, it is. So necessary.
Right. And so just since it's been a big topic of this conversation, the fear and resistance that comes up as an entrepreneur, besides investing in mentorship and coaching, what else have you found helpful to get through that period and to get through that yucky feeling and get on with your business?
Well, there was a point where I had found a book called The Miracle Morning.
Mm-hmm.
There were some techniques in that involved meditation and journaling, exercise, visualization, and all these things. And I was really focused on that for about 9 months and performing those steps every day, very routinely. And then the routine got to be too much.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't seem like it was serving me anymore. So I've stepped away from that. And I think by stepping away, I'm now letting those things come to me. So I'm still doing, some meditation. I'm always been a big exerciser and doing things that I enjoy to take my mind off things. I'm golfing and, because I do want, and I live this, freedom and luxurious life. Whenever I get a little stuck, I get back to that whole, okay, you're doing what you love. And by the way, then when I stay in that mindset, all of a sudden I start getting more leads and I get more people interested, and then I get the next conversation, and then surprises happen. when I'm sitting here focusing and trying to force visualization or force things, that doesn't work.
Yeah, so, it doesn't work.
Yeah. So that question, my answer is kind of all over the board there. But so it's been just a variety of things. But lately, I've been in a very I had a little bit of a meltdown, as you know, in August, because you helped me. But since then, I've really had this very unique sense of calm about what's coming. And it's a calm about what's coming, but also an energy about what's coming in terms of, ooh, this is exciting. Whereas I think in the maybe July into August timeframe, that feeling in the stomach was more of a nervous, it was a fear and resistance one. So by articulating it to you that day, maybe and kind of hitting that wall, I don't know, I released it into the universe, and now I'm in a very positive space.
Oh, that's good to hear. Well, August is hot. It's a good month for meltdowns. So a lot of people melt down in August because everyone's on vacation or holidays or back to school shopping, and it is a bit of a nervous time for a lot of entrepreneurs. But if you mark it in your calendar, the first year in business, if you mark where your lows are and where your highs are, you can rest assured that, you know, this is just part of the cycle of the year. And if we mark it a little bit more, we might just cover up the lulls, but there's still, of course, natural dips in everything that happen.
Yeah. Well, and then I kind of shifted my mindset too to say, okay, if I am in a dip here, then let's refresh the website. You know, let's look at some other things that can feel productive. And you know, as well as obviously I was hitting, you know, my marketing and networking and connecting with people, you know.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, the lull is coming, so let's remodel your website while there's time for that. There's time and space now. So perfect, perfect. So we talked about this a little bit. Do you have a particular daily or weekly routine that you can share with us? Anything special pop out?
Yeah, I think the one thing I do try to have Mondays as my marketing day, mm-hmm. and really focus on mining, so to speak, who are the new leads that I want to follow up with.
Okay, so just theming that day to Monday is marketing day.
And then, because when are you done marketing? You're never done marketing, right? So
nope.
So then the rest of the week I can focus in on being present for when I have a lot of, and I set up a lot of coffees and lunches and stuff. So I take the time Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays to do a lot of those meetings, and then some into Fridays. And then I do a lot of follow-up afterwards. So, I like the email follow-up to be very prompt, you know, and thanking people and sending the things that we talk about during our sessions. But then I also found a new tool where I can customize greeting cards and send them through the mail. And so that to me is exciting. And it's a very personal and unique way to to also say either thank you for the lunch or coffee or just nice seeing you. Just, you know, it's kind of, you know, it can be a smile card. It can be but I have access to a lot of people's pictures because, you know, we've either worked together or we're friends or we're in a community. You can get them off of LinkedIn and Facebook. So I really try to personalize and show them how, you know, I'm trying to still tap into that emotional element of, carrying the energy for making this decision and actually saying yes and moving from, oh, it's just an idea that I'm excited about and we had a great session to, yeah, I really want to actually pull the trigger and make this be the time that I'm going to invest in this project.
Yeah, and that's just a personal touch that makes you really stand out. No one takes the time to do that anymore. Would you mind sharing the tool so I can link it in the show notes? I know you told me last week, but I forgot.
Yes, it's called amcards.com, and it stands for Appreciation Marketing.
Oh, okay, amcards.com. I'll link that in the show notes for everyone if they want to go above and beyond in their follow-up. And so you just answered my next question, your favorite tools to run your business. I know we set up massive amounts of systems and automation and stuff. Would that be your favorite tool, the cards, the AM cards?
Yeah, I think right now that's my favorite one. I still love 17 Hats.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's amazing. Facebook also has been a really powerful one for just staying connected and I get so many compliments from people telling me, I love what you post on Facebook. Wow. They don't ever tell me that on Facebook, which I wish they would, because then it, you know, drives up the SEO.
True.
And all that. But to just get that feedback is like, wow, that's really cool. Cause I'm trying to do that, you know, 80% content about just, you know, family history and the value of things, or also tools and techniques and things I've learned. And then just the 20% of a, you know, marketing.
Perfect. Perfect.
In terms of time frame of how I, you know, what I put out there.
Yeah. You should tell them to put it on Facebook instead of telling you in person. That's funny. You think they would just comment, but they wait till they have coffee with you.
Yeah.
So what has surprisingly come really easy to you in starting your business?
I'm really good at a 3-day work week.
Yeah, you are. You're really, that's the funny thing we're talking about. You're really good at this luxurious life. Now let's do your marketing.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm having a hard time fitting the marketing into my luxurious life. So, yeah, so that has come surprisingly easy. What wasn't easy, though, was the guilt around the luxurious life. Mm. So I'm getting better at that. Mm-hmm. I'm getting better at losing the guilt. And really, and I do have to be conscious about saying, you know what, I am, I'm doing what I love.
That's all mindset too, is feeling the guilt about having fun too. So there you go, back to mindset.
Yeah, when I start thinking, oh, I should be working harder, I should be doing more, I should. I'm like, that, not serving me.
Right. So what, besides meeting everyone in my community in Las Vegas, what else is exciting you now about your business and life? What's next?
Well, I've got some really fun projects coming up. I mentioned this graduation book, and then I've got some personal stuff coming up. So I'm always excited when I get close to the end of a project. And then I also have some personal trips planned. So, you know, I continue to book those out in advance because that keeps me reminded of, you know, I'm doing this to have a life and to live my life. So I got a trip planned in January and then one next summer to Ireland.
Wow.
And then speaking of Ireland and travel, though, another thing that came up that I just stumbled upon was I met a travel agent who does golf trips. And, you know, I'm a big golfer.
Mm-hmm.
And, he takes different country clubs, golf country clubs. They're pros. He works with their pros. And so groups of people from those country clubs, you know, wanted to travel internationally and go to these big golf vacations. And so I'm talking with him about, well, how does he capture the experience of that trip for those folks?
Oh, and I see.
And since they all kind of know each other, it's different than just a group of people going on an event. Because if you do a trip with a cruise line or whatever, you don't want everybody else on the trip, you know, mm-hmm. in your photo book. But if you knew the people and you all, I mean, I think there's a really interesting way to capture their trip and the experience of this, you know, big group of people moving from, you know, golf course to golf course and city to city. So that's kind of a fun one that they could post their pictures, you know, on a shared site. I can pull them down and then, you know, work my magic in terms of how do I add all the really fun pieces to it and get stories from them and, you know, all of the craziness that happens that, you know, that doesn't have to stay in Vegas, right?
Right. Well, that's amazing because you're mixing your business with something you love to do anyway, is play golf and, you know, that's a higher end sport where you'll probably meet a lot of ideal clients there.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go with them on these trips, right? Much better job capturing all the memories if I went with.
Of course. And then it's a write-off.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So, Kathy, any last words for our listeners? And then please share where the best place is to find you online so they can connect with you. And thank you for all the information you've given today.
Well, certainly. I think any last words I would have is you really need to have a coach who can help you get through all of this. It would have taken me a year to launch my business because that's what I thought it took in my mind, and I would have taken that long. By working with Erica, it took me 90 days and then I'm off in marketing and I'm doing the work and I'm loving it and not thinking about launching it. So I would say,
Kathy, you know, I'm not paying Kathy to say
this. No, you're not paying. I was really not saying this because I didn't want to sound really sappy, but I would, you know, I recommend you to any of my, you know, network that is thinking about launching, because I know I've been in business for 20 plus years in the corporate world, but I did not know how to launch a business. I did not know how to deal with the mindset issues. I didn't know how to price the work and all these different things. And you don't have to go it alone. So maybe that I should have started with that. You don't have to go it alone. So get someone who's been there and done that and knows it and that can build your website and knows the tools. And it can be so much easier and so much more fun.
Oh, well, thank you, Kathy. Thank you so much. And thank you for the referrals. I totally appreciate working with all of your network and the lovely ladies that you've introduced me to. So thank you for that. And where is the best place? I mean, your website is lifestorycurator.com, but where are you normally hanging out online if you're on any type of social media or anything like that?
I'm also on Facebook at Life Story Curator. And then my email is Kathy@lifestorycurator.com if folks just want to reach out to me directly.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Kathy. I hear your luxurious life in the background while you're podcasting. I hear your housekeeper crew working. So that's just an example of what happens when you when you have your own business and you work from home, and things like that happen and the show must go on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That would be the other thing I would say to other people too, is, you know, delegate those things that you don't love to do.
Right. Perfect. Perfect, perfect. Well, I will talk to you soon and I will meet you finally in Vegas in just less than 2 weeks.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, Kathy.
You too. Take care.
Bye. Bye. Pal Hana, work is done on this episode. Did you enjoy meeting Kathy? What an interesting business, right? Goes to show you that you can create a business with high-paying clients out of your passion. It takes a lot of mindset work, market research, and pivoting, but in the end, she still has her dream business. Again, all the links and resources mentioned in today's episode are at ericaduran.co/126, including the link to join Club Alihi Group Coaching and Mastermind, free or VIP. I would love to make this a two-way conversation with you. Mahalo for listening. Ahui ho. Until we meet again, sending you aloha.
Thank you for listening to The Erica Duran Show, freedom-based lifestyle design radio. Be sure to go to ericaduran.co to get all of this episode's show notes and resource links. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Never settle. Mahalo.